AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is set to make his first public remarks in nearly a week about the chaos in Afghanistan. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The White House says the president's returning to Washington from Camp David and will address the nation about the U.S. evacuation. Senior military officials say chaos at Kabul's airport has left 7 people dead, including some who fell from a U.S. transport plane on the runway. The president's remarks come a day after the Taliban took control of Afghanistan, stunning U.S. officials by the speed of their entry into Kabul. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is blaming Afghan forces for essentially stepping aside.
They ultimately decided that they would not fight for Kabul.
With lawmakers on both sides criticizing the president's pullout decision, Sullivan tells NBC's Today Show there were only bad options, and the president stands by the one he chose. Sagar Magani, Washington.
American University government professor James Thurber says the president has to be reassuring.
He has to talk about how he miscalculated and why he was wrong. That's a hard thing to do. And assure the Americans that we can go forward and we can resolve this. But I don't see how he can do that easily.
John Kirby at the State Department says there are no flights right now in or out of Kabul.
We've certainly seen all the dramatic video coming from the airport today, and we obviously don't want anyone else to get hurt. So we're going to work methodically in coming hours to restore a safe and secure environment so that air operations can resume.
Air raid sirens have sounded in southern Israel after a rocket was fired from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military says one rocket launch was intercepted by aerial defense. The search for survivors continues after the earthquake in Haiti. The country's civil protection agency says nearly 1,300 people have died from the magnitude 7.2 quake. This is AP News. The Biden administration approved a big increase in food stamp benefits.
It's the largest single boost in the program's history. Starting in October, average food stamp benefits will rise more than 25% above pre-pandemic levels. The average benefit for each person will be $157 a month. The big jump in benefits will be available to all 42 million beneficiaries. And it's permanent. Part of the Biden administration's effort to strengthen the country's social safety net. Activists say the food assistance before the pandemic just wasn't enough, and some Americans went hungry as their food stamp money ran low toward the end of the month. I'm Rita Foley.
Indonesia's most active volcano erupted with its biggest lava flow in months on the densely populated island of Java. Ash blanketed nearby towns, but long-established evacuation orders are in place near the volcano. No casualties have been reported. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.